What have you seen, Marcus Peters and all the young corners on the team so far?
First, I'll start with Marcus. Tremendous athlete. The guy's very smart. I mean, we all know he was gifted and talented. You know, he's a first-round draft pick. That's what we expect. But the way he's picked up the defense and just the smaller things that myself and the rest of the coaching staff are trying to explain to him, you know, about playing cornerback in the National Football League, he's came along a long way, and he's picked it up very fast.
Have you been able to help him out with more of the X's and O's and stuff like
that? Yeah, definitely. Like I said, as far as corner, I mean, you go press the guy. Majority of the time, you'll be right. You know, so that's not hard at all. But, you know, as far as reading concepts and understanding splits and, you know, a West Coast offense versus a traditional offense, a spread offense, you know, it all varies with splits, and it can help you out in knowing on, you know, which route the receiver's going to give you. So anything I can to, you know, help them guys, I'm always doing it.
Sean, what are some things you like about Jamel Fleming?
Nothing bothers him. You know, a bad play, your coach is getting on his head, anything, you know, he has a smile on his face, and, you know, he has a real short memory. You know, it's happened and it's gone, and he's out there playing again. A guy who has a lot of fire under him, you know, always willing to learn, and, you know, it's going to give you 100% every time he's out there.
He sounds like he's a pretty confident guy. I know, it sounds like just kind of knowing you the last year, you kind of like that in a guy.
Yeah. I mean, corner is hard enough as it is. I mean, you're going to get beat. You know, it's the National Football League. Guys are good. They get paid, too. But when you have a guy who can't get rattled, you know, he'll get beat on a deep ball and come back and smile in the huddle like nothing ever happened. I mean, you don't want that play to happen, but you appreciate a guy who can let that play go and move on.
You know, you seem to not have a problem, you know, helping some of the younger guys here. It's just, how have you dealt with the last few days, you know, when your second team, they're trying to get that work in for the first 3 weeks? Just how are you approaching this, man? What are you trying to do?
It's fun. You know, as much as I would love to be out there, you know, with my guys, just seeing the younger guys, you know, take that next step. I had a chance to do it a little bit with, you know, Phillip Gaines last year. A rookie who came in and started off a little shaky, but, you know, you're just coaching him up, and you see him just get better and better every week. You know, you're proud of that guy. It's like a little brother out there. So with these two young guys coming in, and Marcus and Steve, you know, just guys were just willing to learn, and, you know, they're so hungry to get out there. And I'm like, you don't have a choice. You have to get ready now. And they're stepping up to the challenge.
Well, so many young guys, like, what's, like, the best sign, in your opinion, that these guys are going to end up being pretty good? Like, do they share, like, a common trait that you like about them?
They have that dog in them, in a sense that when they get beat, they don't get down on themselves. They come back to the line of scrimmage ready to go for that next rep. I think yesterday in one-on-ones, Steve got beat on the play, and he took, like, the next three reps. And he said, he skipped me, and then the guy behind me, he said, no, I need this work. And you appreciate that. You know what I mean? It's a guy who wants to get better and prove to everybody that, you know, he was worth being a top three-round pick.
Is that a pretty common thing to see, like, a rookie come in and do?
No.
Sometimes some guys are timid.
Yeah, not at all. I mean, some guys get beat, coach yells at them, and, you know, they kind of fade to the back of the line and, you know, and get down on themselves. But to see a guy who's hungry and wants to take them reps and, you know, to prove that, you know, he can do this, I mean, you like that. And this is what you want to see, because when you're out there and this guy's on the field with me, I hope he feels like that if he gets beat. I hope he lines up the next play and he gets an interception or he makes that big PBU on the third down.
Sean, because of your suspension, would you like to play more in the preseason than maybe you otherwise would?
No, it doesn't really matter to me. You know, my job is to get ready regardless of how many reps I get. Whenever my number is called, I'm going to go out there and give 100%. And when I'm not on the field, I'm going to make sure those guys are ready to go.
You guys were one of the best secondaries in the NFL last year at Lumen.
The best. Gotcha.
but getting turnovers, is that something you guys can really work on in practice?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, you know, we don't want to hurt our own guys. But at the same time, when the ball's in the air, we have to go attack it. You know, that's the only way you work on it. No drill we do can get us ready for, you know, making an interception. Majority of the time, you don't even know the ball is coming to you, you know, because we're always pressed majority of the time, and you have to turn your head, and the ball's right there. So when you have a chance to go make a play against our guys, I mean, sweet. Like I said, we're not trying to hurt anybody, but we have to go attack the ball, and that's something we can't improve on.
Okay, guys? Thank you.
Sure. Thanks.